The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Ches Vanal brings a braisa that talks about what happens if you collect money for a certain cause, specific cause, and you have left over. So among the cases that mentioned in the Gemara says, Moiser HaMeis, that if they collect money for the mace, for someone who died and it's left over, who gets the extra money? The Gemara says the Yarshav, it goes to the Yarshin. The Gemara has a discussion whether something that's collected for the mace becomes Asr B'Hanah, or if it does not become Asr B'Hanah, but if it's clear from the Gemara that even though it was collected after the person already died, if not for the problem that something that was collected for the purpose of the mace would be Asr B'Hanah, if not for that problem, if it would not become Asr B'Hanah, then the halacha would be that one would be required to give whatever is left over, the leftover money, to the yorshim of the mace. Now, this halacha seems to be very strange. What virtue of what do the yorshim have a right to take something that was donated, something that was collected for this specific person? So, you know, the halacha is that if somebody owns money and he dies, it's a parasha in the Torah of Yerusha, that his yorshim inherit the money that belonged to the mace. So if he collected money for a specific person in his lifetime, and then afterwards he died, so he can say if that person was zeichen it, and now he owns that money, that after he dies, the money is transferred to his yorshim. However, the Gemara clearly over here discusses something which was collected for a person after he died. And this is a very big chiddush to say that the money that gets collected for a person after he's died somehow will be transferred to the ownership of the yorshim. In fact, the Rama brings down this halacha in Choshen Mishpat Siman Reish Yud Siv Gimel, and he says that if somebody collects money for the benefit of a mace, someone who's already died, the halacha is that the mace is zeichen it, and it goes to the mace, and therefore, since the mace, then from the mace, the yorshim inherit. And the source of this halacha is a Tshuvas HaRashba. So at face value, the Rama and the Rashba seem to be saying that there is a kinyan, that the mace somehow has the ability to acquire these possessions. Even though the conventional wisdom is that someone who is dead does not own any money, does not own any property. As soon as somebody dies, everything he owns goes to the Yerushim. So it goes to the Yerushim, nothing belongs to him. The mace, people who are not alive cannot own any possessions. Nevertheless, the Rama seems to say not like that. The Rama says, and the Rashba says, that the mace somehow has some sort of ability to acquire these possessions, and therefore he has the ability to transfer them over to his yorshim. However, the Machne Ephraim in Zchil Matana, in Simen Lamed Aleph, says that clearly this cannot be pshat. He says that it is not possible to understand the Rashba, that the mace, the dead person, has the ability to acquire possessions. It's not possible to have a zchiyo for a mace. Therefore, the Machne Ephraim says, the only way we can understand this Rashba, this halacha, is to say that truly there is no halacha. The mace does not own anything. However, there's a mitzvah. The Rashba means that somebody made a donation, somebody promised to give money for the purposes of a mitzvah, to give something to the mace. So something's left over, so in order for him to be mekayim his mitzvah, there seems to be some element, some kiyum, there's some way for a person to fulfill his mitzvah, his generous spirit, by giving it, even if it's not necessary for the mace anymore, but he can fulfill his mitzvah by giving it over to the yorshim instead. However, the Machne Ephraim says it's not possible to explain, there's no way to understand that there's such a thing as a mace having a schir. Rabbi Chonon Wasserman in the Sefer Kovich Yurim, Ksubis, Ois Shin Yudalid, says that although it would be possible to explain the Tshuvas HaRashba, that the Rama quotes this way, however, if you look in the Chedushe HaRashba, in Bava Basra, on Daf Ches, he says very clearly that this is not just a mitzvah, but clearly there is a kinyan, there is a clear-cut kinyan and a zechiyah going on over here, And that means that the mace actually has the ability to acquire nechasim. Now the question is, how do we understand this? Generally speaking, we say that the mace doesn't own any possessions. It's not possible for a mace to have a kinyan. Therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, we have to say that there's such an idea that there is the possibility for a mace to have a limited kinyan. Generally speaking, if somebody wants to give something to a mace, he can't do it. The kinyan, mace does not own any possessions. However, Rabbi Chanan wants to suggest that that's only true when it's something that's not of necessity for the mace. But there are cloud people who are alive have any needs, and they need money, they need possessions for a multitude of purposes. However, somebody who is dead does not need money. Why does somebody who's not alive need any money? Why does he need any possessions? However, over here where the collection is being done for the purposes of burying the mace, like in our Gemara, we're not collecting money so the mace should have a large bank account, we're collecting the money so that we should be able to bury this mace, so something which is a tzorich, a need for the mace, then in this situation it's possible for a mace to have a kinyan. And since the mace owns it, so we take whatever did not end up being used for the kura, for the tzorich of the mace, and then we transfer that over from the possession of the mace into the possession of the dead person's yershin, the people who inherit it. However, avada, that's true that the derech klal, something that's not of a necessity for the mace, you cannot at random donate something to the estate of the dead person. It also Rabbi Chanan suggests that it's possible to say that we could say that this, that the mace owns these possessions, are only midrabbanan. There's such a concept of even people who do not have kinyanim and hatorah could possibly have a kinyan and own possessions with the rabbanon, like we find by ketanim. There's a whole sugya where the Gemara discusses that even though ketanim, people who are not the age of our mitzvah, don't have the ability to make kinyanim and hatorah, but with the rabbanon they have the ability to acquire possessions. So it's possible to say that maybe a mace is at a similar level then as a katan, but just like even though Minat Torah can't have a kinyan, but Midr Rabbanan, the Chacham said that for the purposes of Yerusha, he will be able to have a kinyan. However, Rabbi Chanan himself says that although we'll have to say that this is the opinion of the Rashba, but definitely there are other opinions of other Rishonim that learned this halacha of Meisar and Meis the Yershov has nothing to do with kinyan. And in fact, the Shita of the Ramah over here in Sanhedrin, the Ramah says clearly that this is not a kinyan. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan says that the bottom line we have to learn over here that there is a machloikis. We find a very interesting psak halacha that's mentioned by the Rav Yo, one of the Rishonim. It's brought down in the Ksois HaChoshen, Simen Reish Zayin. In Simon Reish Zayin of Cotton Test, the Ksais HaChoshen brings down a tshuva from a Rav Yo regarding the halacha, if somebody made a neder, somebody made a promise that he was going to give a certain person an amount of money. He made a promise that he was going to give this person whatever amount of money. So the halacha is, the person has the obligation to fulfill his neder. What happens if the person to whom he promised the money died? The person's not alive anymore. So how does the person who made, you know, the person who made this promise is going to give Reuven a specific amount of money, and the person died, so hey, once he's dead, how is it possible to give him this money? How can we say, I want to fulfill my obligation by giving him this money? How can I give him this money? He's not alive anymore. So the Rav Yo says that it's possible for a person to fulfill his obligation of a neder, of giving his money, by giving it to the Yershin. Person will give it to the Yershim, and through giving it to the Yershim, he will fulfill his nether. And once we say that he's fulfilling his nether by giving it to the Yershim, so now he'll be obligated. His nether will obligate him to take the money and give it to the Yersh of the person to whom he promised the money. And that is the way how he fulfills nether, and that is how he is obligated to do. And the Rav Yo says, what's the proof of this halacha? How do I know that this halacha is true, that you give it to the Yarshin? So he says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, our Gemara, that says, Moisar meis the Yarshuf. The halacha says that if there's extra money, it goes to the yorshim. And even though there's a machlokes in the Gemara, he says the machlokes is only regarding things that are also banov, things come also banov. But in such a case, where you're giving money not the tzorich kavura, has nothing to do with the tzorich of kavura, so then the halacha is that it doesn't come also banov. And therefore, in such a case, we will say, a moitzer makes the yorshim, and therefore by giving it to the yorshim, that is the fulfillment of his nether. So the stipler is on this halacha, he says, he doesn't understand. In the Kehilas Yaakov, he says, well, this doesn't make any sense. If I made a nether, I have to give money to Reuven, to a specific person, I can't fulfill the nether by giving it to Shimon. The nether was, I have to give it to this person. This person is dead. So by giving it to his son is not his person. The son is not the father. The son is a different person. He's his own person. So how on earth could I fulfill the nether by giving it to the son when the nether, the promise was that I'm mechuyev to give it to the father? So at face value, we could say that just like we see that the whole halach of Moisa Meis the Yorshev, according to the Mach Mefraim, definitely, and even Rabbi Chana admits that there are Rishonim who hold that this halach of Moisa Meis the Yorshev is not the pshat that the Meis owns the Nechassim. Instead, we say that it is just a mitzvah. That the money that was collected for the mace is a special mitzvah to give it to the Yorshim. So it could be that we'll say a similar idea over here, that although the person was not able to fulfill his nether by giving it to the person himself, because the person himself is dead and the mace cannot own any property, nevertheless we'll say that just like there's a mitzvah when you collect money for a mace to give it to his Yorshim, so just like so too, he made a promise then to give it to him, so he'll be able to give it to his Yorshim. And that way, it will be a way of understanding the Rav Yoh, who says that it's possible to fulfill his nether by giving it to the Yorshim. However, if I learn like Rav Chonon, it's possible, although it's not so, it doesn't sound like the Rav Yoh is saying this, but it'll be possible to say that if I would be Zoyche, if I had somebody pick up this money on behalf of the mace, and Rabbi Chanan understands the Rashba, that it's possible for the mace to have a kinyan, so then we'll say that by having somebody pick it up for the mace, he will be kainet, there will be a kinyan for a mace, because under limited circumstances it is possible for a mace to have a kinyan. And once the mace has a kinyan, so therefore the person has fulfilled his obligation of a nether to give it to this person, even though this person is no longer alive. And once it belongs to the mace, the halacha is that moitzer mace the yorshev. The halacha is that once the money becomes the property of this person, belongs to the mace has the ability to give it over as Yerusha to whoever inherits him.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.